Hello.
Hi, Ms. Nelson. It's Allison with Family First Care. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
I just wanted to check in. How is everything? Were you able to reschedule with insurance or not at this time?
Yes, I did.
Okay, perfect. Did you want to let me know when for, or you'd reach out?
It's supposed to be for the 15th.
Okay, perfect. If you have any questions.
Didn't you communicate with her?
No, I didn't yet. I told her your situation, so it might have to be pushed back.
Listen, I don't understand this. It seems like nobody communicates because you know her. You know her, and you gave...
I'm sorry?
So that you two should have communicated so you would know when she was coming back out here.
No, so the way that works is I'm with a home care agency and she's with insurance. I don't work with her. She's assigned to you, the patient, and we both are separate entities working with you. The insurance is in charge of home care hours and like your plan of care. So like all of the medical equipment, and then we are able to hire your aides for those hours. We're not allowed to... Like, I basically emailed her and told her, hey, I've been working with Ms. Nelson. This is the situation that she has going on with the family right now. So I didn't want her to close your case. They're not allowed to respond to me without authorization from you, letting them know that we're the agency. So she didn't respond to me.
Okay.
So that's why I wanted to confirm with you, the patient.
Wow. Well, she's supposed to come out on the 15th.
Now, okay.
The only thing that's holding me up right now is the person I have that's gonna do the job.
Okay.
I want to make sure I'm sure about this person.
Yeah.
I can't really go into it, but
that's okay.
I'm gonna talk to the lady when she comes out next. I think it's next week she'll be out here, whenever the 15th is.
Okay. So let me see. That's next Tuesday.
I would
Tuesday.
Have to check my book next Tuesday.
Yeah.
I would have to check my book to actually see what time she's coming. But I think it's around like 12:30.
No problem. If you have any questions beforehand, just give me a call. And then, of course, you don't have to disclose anything, but... after the 15th, I will give you a call. I'm going to call you either same day or that Wednesday. And we just have your caregiver information solidified. So we're able to then send them the paperwork. So while your insurance appointment is processing for hours, we can onboard your caregiver and be proactive with it.
I really don't even know what you just said, but all right.
Okay. When I call, so I'm going to follow up with you on the 16th, and you have a due date on the 16th to give me your caregiver information so we can get them the paperwork.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
So by the 16th, and then we can, while the insurance is processing your hours.
I just can't believe that I've turned 65 and need help. Oh, my God.
You're all good. It happens to everybody at any stage of life, and we're all human. It happens.
Yeah, well, I'm going through a lot of emotional stuff, too, so.
You're all good. I totally empathize. And I'm glad you're getting this back in motion. If you have any questions before the 15th, just reach out to me. Otherwise, I'll just let you be, okay?
All right.
All right, Ms. Nelson. Thank you so much
for
your time. I appreciate it. Take care.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.